USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the Democratic National Committee says his party's convention is going to be unusual, but it will still inspire the country.
This is a most unconventional convention, but when you are in the throes of a pandemic, you must follow the science.
Tom Perez telling reporters the goal of the next few days in Milwaukee is to bring America together. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into two nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future. And that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The rolling blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians, and temperatures were well over 100. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's a Nancy Pelosi con game with, you know, her associate Schumer.
President Trump reacting to Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announcing that she's calling on House lawmakers to travel to Washington, D.C. to provide more funding for the Postal Service. President Trump continues.
Look, the Post Office, there's $25 billion sitting there, but they really want $1 trillion to bail out their badly run states like New York State, which is horribly run, like if you take a look at California, the money they lose. Illinois is a disaster.
Postmaster General is set to testify next week before a Democratic-led congressional committee. Stocks are mixed to start the week on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 86 points to finish at 27,844. The S&P was up 9 points, but the NASDAQ did set a record high by gaining 110 points and finishing at 11,129. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Long on the defensive about the federal coronavirus response, President Trump is going on the offense against his Democratic challenger. The president arguing that the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, opposed travel bans and supports one-size-fits-all national policies that would keep the economy crippling lockdowns in place past recommendations of scientific advisors. White House advisor and son-in-law of President Trump, Jared Kushner, again reminds everyone of the president's mask policy.
President Trump has strongly encouraged people to wear masks. He believes in the federalist system. He trusts Americans to make the right decisions for themselves. He trusts governors to make the right decisions. A lot of governors have put in place mask mandates, and the president has supported them. But you have some states that have very low transmission. You have some states that are very high. And if people feel more comfortable wearing masks, they absolutely should. I do think it's a public health a good thing to do. People should be doing it. But President Trump does not believe that Washington should be telling people how to live their lives in all the different states.
A new Axios Ipsos SurveyMonkey poll finds that 80% of conservative Republicans plan to vote in person, compared with just 33% of liberal Democrats. 7 in 10 Republicans surveyed say mail-in voting is less likely to produce fair and accurate results, while Democrats say on balance they believe it will make the results slightly more fair and accurate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.